Spend any time around either Kelly Ayotte or Maggie Hassan, and you'll hear repeated assurances that while it may be election season, they remain wholly dedicated to serving New Hampshire.
I'm really focusing on, you know, my work that I need to do for people in New Hampshire.
My first priority is being governor of the state of New Hampshire.
Take a look at either's fundraising books, however, and you can find plenty of proof that both are also focusing further afield.
California or Texas or Florida, New York.
Joint fundraising committees are a relatively easy way for candidates to cast a wider net for cash. Dave Leventhal is with the Center for Public Integrity. He says Senate candidates from small states like New Hampshire can end up getting upwards of 90% of their campaign donations from non-constituents, and joint fundraising committees let big donors sprinkle money into multiple raises with a single contribution.
You can have somebody walk in the door, write a big check, get out their credit card, and put a much larger dollar figure on the bottom line than you would be able to if you were just individually giving to a candidate or a political committee.
That's because in joint fundraising, candidates act collectively. They share donor lists, hold events, and solicit by mail together. The money can be split any which way so long as no candidate takes more than $2,600 from any donor in a single election. Factor in the 2014 Supreme Court ruling that struck down the aggregate limit on what donors can give in an election cycle, and you can see why candidates in big races and big donors see joint fundraising as a good option. Eric Heberling is a political scientist at University North Carolina, Charlotte.
So what we've seen is a proliferation of joint fundraising committees because parties and candidates are finding every avenue to raise money. And this gives them just another vehicle to do that.
And both Ayotte and Hassan are hopping on board. According to Federal Election Commission filings, Kelly Ayotte has 10 joint fundraising committees. Maggie Hassan has 9. So far, Ayotte's received about $500,000 from her committees. That's more than twice Hassan's haul, but Hassan filed 6 of her JFCs since March, and several have yet to collect a dime. Once the money does come in, don't expect it to be easy to follow, particularly if this race remains close and the flow of cash from national donors and political action committee speeds up. According to Dave Leventhal, the Center for Public Integrity, following the money as it sluices in and out of JFCs is a lot easier to say than to do.
You have so many committees that are involved and so many people donating. Sometimes you find yourself going blind trying to figure out where the money has come from, where the money is, and where the money is going. And they don't necessarily make it easy when it comes to figuring out the cash flow.
But so long as they continue to make it easy to generate cash flow for candidates, JFCs are likely to keep multiplying. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.